Tyne, hello.
Morning, Neil. That woman's interview just... I'm trying to stay non-emotional at the moment, but with all the crap that's going on in the world right now, and that woman come on, and she's probably got the worst problems on her mind, and she stayed so happy and cheerful that it just makes you look at life totally different. And I commend her for it. It's blown my mind. It's broken my heart. And yeah, I'm probably going to get phone calls from truck drivers telling me what a sook I am. But I tell you what, she has hit a spot that has just been waiting to open up, to be honest. And we've all got our issues through all this crap, but that girl was so happy.
Yeah,
and she's probably got the worst outlook coming to her than what any of us have. And she's just broke my heart.
Tyne, beautifully expressed, Tyne. Thank you. You are not a sook, and I don't think any truck. I've known plenty of truckies hear that sort of thing, and they're crying as they drive down the road. Good on you, Tyne. Yes, uplifting person. Look, if you've only joined us, I'll put it online, or you want to hear it again, 3rw.com.au. We'll get pictures of Fiona too if she's happy, and talk to her as she after the grand final. Even if Melbourne doesn't win, it'll be a magnificent moment for her to go to that game. And it's number two on her bucket list. Number one, beat cancer.